Today I want to share with you valuable information. This is gonna be a ticking bomb that is happening now. And by the way, it's something that has been happening the last 3 or 4 generations, and it's important to address because it's a problem that will explode anytime. And let's start now. I want to show you what happened with the housing market or the real estate market. Long time ago, and by the way, this is going to affect you even if you have a house or if you don't have a house. So let's go. Long time ago, people used to have like plots of lands, terrenos or houses. So how it worked? Imagine that you are your grandfather or your great grandfather. So when you start to get older, you will start selling part of your plots of lands and paying your bills when you were older. Or maybe if you didn't have plots of lands and you had a house, you were able to downsize your space to live in a smaller space and rent the other side of the house. That's what my grandmother used to do. My grandmother, she had a house in Barranco, and when she was older, she was able to rent the other half of the house, and with that, she was able to pay her bills. At the same time, older people used to have a lot of kids, so these kids will work like a retirement plan. We know that sometimes children are motherfuckers and they don't support their parents later on in life, but it still was a way to protect themselves. So they have the house as an asset and also the kids as a labor. That is also a kind of asset, a way to protect themselves. Now, let's go to what is happening these days. These days is totally the opposite. Most of the people, they have barely an apartment, or even worse, they don't have an apartment and they are renting. So what it means that when they get older, they will have to continue paying the rent, or they are not going to be able to rent because they are already living in a small space. And the other thing is that people are having less children now, so less people to support them. And the children that they have are doing worse financially than the previous generations. So that's why I believe this is a ticking bomb that eventually is going to explode, because people don't have a real retirement plan. The retirement plan is the plan that the corporations and the government is offering. And we know that due to inflation, that is not going to cover shit in the future. So if you want to more or less have an idea of how I'm planning to cover myself in the future, I'm going to share some tips that are going to help you on this podcast. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to level up your life, you can go to inglesparacholos.com. And if you want to contact me, you can go directly to my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. So let's try to address the problem. So far, we understand two situations. Not having a house is a problem, and not having children or kids is also a problem. So we are talking about an asset and also labor. How can we have that in a parallel way? For example, you don't need to buy a house. You can start a business. And I'm going to give you some insight of how can you start a business. And also, you don't need to have kids. You can create a team that works for you. So that is your way to protect when you get older. When you get older, you're not going to have a lot of energy. Health is not going to be the same. But at least you will have this asset that creates cash flow and appreciation. And these people that can keep producing from you. You are using their time to produce for you. This is something that many people, this podcast, many people will say, oh, but that is a problem of my future version. Yes, but helping your future version is your present process. It's your present problem. So it's important to remember that. When we talk about business, some people say, yes, nice idea of the business, but how can we start? And I want to, you know, many times I'm thinking, what is the easiest way to explain this? And I believe that the easiest way is, how can you fix something once and sell the solution many times? I will say that is the easiest way to explain a business. So whatever I want to do, let's talk about English, for example. How can I create a system that the person comes to my English system and after 4 months they are speaking English, you know, fluent, in a fluent way, comfortable. How can I do a system that people come to my business, they have their supplement, they are coaching, and now they have 6 apps. So that solution that you craft once in your life and you can sell many times using another people or using technology is a way to start a business. And one of the most important requirements that we need to have is thinking outside the box. Today, I was talking with a friend from South Africa, and she told me that she wants to become a psychologist. But as you can imagine, always the problem is the same. She told me that the best universities are difficult to access. And in her country, if you don't have connections, you cannot enter to the university. So in that moment, I asked her, what about thinking outside the box? For example, if you are not a psychologist, a psychologist with a degree, you cannot diagnose people. You cannot give you have this problem because you are not a psychologist. But you know what can you do? You can hire a psychologist. So you can have the consultation one-to-one with your customer, and then you can ask the psychologist to please confirm your theory using his degree or her degree. So that's something that we need to learn. We need to learn to play with other people's resources. And other people's resources could be other people's degree, other people's money, other people's brick and mortar spaces. How many restaurants you know, how many brick and mortar stores do you know that they are empty? Nobody's going to these places. If you go to the mall, for example, how many businesses are empty nowadays? So if you want to start a business, are you going to rent a space and do it everything from scratch? Or can you get a little space of these businesses that are already empty? They will be happy to receive some money from you to rent a space from their business. And also they will be happy because you are bringing people to their brick and mortar store. And in order to have all these opportunities, first we need to be present. That's the first condition, you know, check what is happening around us. And second, I would say the power of networking, always making new friends. And nowadays, we connect with technology. Everybody's distracted with technology, the AirPods, the cell phone. They are checking the latest news in the other side of the world instead of trying to figure it out. Who is the person closest to me that has something that is going to help me? Something as simple as that. Yesterday, if you follow me on Instagram, I with my nickname, Tio Balta. Yesterday, I show that I am selling my fat burners. I received a new lot of products, a lot of fat burners. So I was like, oh, I need to sell them in bulk, por mayor. So I offered them, hey, if you want to buy a box with 24 units of fat burner, I can give you a discount. Yesterday, a friend of mine that he's a nutritionist, he texted me, Jose, send me 3 boxes. So in once he asked me for 3 boxes. Why? Because I have the network, I have the friends. These friends are not going to appear randomly. We are going to create these networks by first selling products and save them in our customer list, by making friends, and by always telling people what do we do. Yesterday, I was listening a podcast of Gary Vee, and he said that 1 + 1 shouldn't be 2, should be 11. So what is the synergy? That is a good question. How can we create synergy with other people that we get together and we can produce more than we will do by ourselves? And the last thing that I want to share on this podcast is the John Wick mentality. What is the John Wick mentality or the 007 agent, agente 007? Is always have this mentality of finding solutions with the things that are around us, you know? John Wick, he want to kill a person, he just grab a pen and with the pen he killed the person. He used a Bible to destroy the other person's neck. So that mentality of, hey, what is around me that I can use it to fix the problem? That solution-oriented mentality is something that sometimes we forget to apply. Sometimes we get distracted by the problem, but just by thinking about the problem is not going to disappear. It's how can we tackle this problem with the easiest solution, with the closest solution as possible. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. Remember, the housing market will be a problem. And if you want to see my conspiracy theory plan or forecast, pronóstico, my forecast, is like 2 scenarios will happen. Or the big corporations and the big elites are going to own the majority of the real estate, and they will destroy people with their rents. That will be one where corporations take over. Or the other one that is similar is governments will take over. So people will start riot and say that rents are too high. Eventually, a political candidate will be placed there and he will say, hey, you know, we are taking over all the real estate and we are going to redistribute the real estate. We know how that shit goes. It's like they kept the best locations and they give the shitty locations to the people so they don't complain. So in both the scenarios, it's scary. That's why for me, so far, what I can tell you, because I can smell the future sometimes. I think the future is digital businesses. Things that nobody else can take it from you because your business is in your brain. If somebody steals your employees, you can get other employees. If somebody don't want you to work in this country, I can go to other country and do the same thing. That flexibility will be one of the main features of any good business in the future. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. And if you want to join Inglés para Cholos and receive the wisdom directly from me, you can go to my personal WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986.